We need to be about God's business, and we're fortunate to live on the richest planet, richest country in the world. I want to tell you about the copper beech tree. I believe it's a metaphor for the Gideon organization. If you go to Rhode Island and observe the front yards of many Newport mansions, you'll see fully mature copper beech trees in the yards, and it'll be the largest trees there. It's a huge gray tree with a beautiful crown of copper-colored leaves that need 5 to 6 adults or 10 children holding hands just to ring the trunk. These trees will live for centuries once they mature. Now think of all the courage it takes to plant a tree that will not mature for 150 years. The person planting the tree will never see it full grown, and some may want to cut it down for either the wood or for progress like a road or even a housing development. In the early 19th century, Napoleon's greatest general was reported to have the most beautiful garden in France. Standing with his head gardener and looking over the most beautiful specimens in the world, he said, "I see no copper beech tree." His gardener replied, "But mon general, such a tree takes 150 years to grow." The general, without a second's hesitation, said, "Then we must plant today. We have no time to waste." Jesus is coming back soon, and we have no time to waste. Okay, we Gideons, we'll get the Bibles out to a lost world. We'll pay for a third of them out of our pockets. But won't you help today? There's envelopes in your bulletin. We'd like you to put in cash. We'll take credit cards, checks. Your gold and silver will continue to help grow and mature what I call this copper beech tree that right now is 120 years old. And I sincerely believe that the Gideons are doing as much good in helping spread the gospel as any ministry on earth, excepting for the local church. And that's where we want your tithes to go, but we'd sure like to see your offerings come to the Gideons. I really appreciate your church. I appreciate the growth of this church. I appreciate all the ministries of this church. And I really enjoy all of you. I even went to Sunday school this morning and enjoyed that. So may God continue to bless First United Church of Warsaw.
Take your Bibles and turn to Matthew, first book in the New Testament, and go to chapter 26. We'll be reading 36 through 46. Two of Jesus' disciples were sent into Jerusalem to find a donkey and a colt. They brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it for him to ride. A very large crowd had gathered, and many spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Blessed be the King! Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Hosanna in the highest." 2 weeks ago, we celebrated Palm Sunday. We had made it that far through Lent. And knowing the stories of betrayal and gain that had been told again this year, especially during Maundy, Thursday, and Good Friday services, I wasn't sure I wanted again to live through the trial, the crowd shouting, "Crucify!" and the horrible walk to the cross and Jesus' death. That week is just too hard. Maybe we should have just skipped Holy Week this year and gone straight to Easter. But if we'd gone straight from Palm Sunday to Easter, we would not have developed the strength and stamina for survival. There is not a shortcut cut to Easter, so the stories were told again this year. They were nourishment we needed for a new life.